like your music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
See, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? May 13th, 2024. Ooh, the playoffs are going on hot and strong. The conference semifinals is picking up heat, real heat. It's getting good. And one of the most anticipated seasons in WBA history is just over 24 hours away. That's right. The WBA season kicks off tomorrow. I will preview that season in entirety. Also going over what took place over the weekend and what we're looking forward to when it comes to the NBA playoffs. But first and foremost, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there in the world. You know, hope y'all enjoyed y'all day yesterday. Help all the great women out there who are doing their damn thing, are doing it well and being celebrated for it. But I hope y'all like the new intro that I put in. Felt I had need to change it up, you know, do some different things with it. So I hope y'all like that. But you know how I whirl. First order of business is around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, a lot of y'all was calling for it. Y'all was up and on because Clayton Carr was getting this deal done, that deal done. But what about the face of the WNBA? Adrian Wilson, the back to back. Two-time WBA champion. Well, she got her shoe deal. She got it. Her signature shoe deal with Nike is going to come out in 2025. There's no set date. They haven't gave a set date yet. But it says to come out in 2025. So y'all call for it. Y'all asked for it. Y'all was up in arms, and there you go. And AJ Wilson, she got her shoe deal. So we can calm down now and get ready for the WBA season. Her signature shoe is here. On top of the fact that she got signed to Gatorade as well. So Adrian Wilson is getting her props. She's getting what she's owed to her. So we should be good on that front. All right. Moving on. Speaking of the WBA, expansion is official. In June in 2026. A new WBA team will be added in the city of Toronto. I want to know how they came about this, but Toronto is a great basketball town. Those of you guys have seen, just watch the Toronto Raptors. That fan base loves basketball. That fan base loves pretty much loves sports, period. But Toronto being that one, is that the only expansion we're going to get in 2026? Are they working on somewhere else to add in 2026? Because that would bring the league to, I believe, 13 teams when Toronto is at it. So I'm pretty sure they're looking for another city to put a WBA team in. Maybe somewhere in the western part of the United States. If you consider Toronto, even though Toronto's in Canada, but it's on like the east part of Canada. So they're probably looking somewhere on the west part to add. But congratulations to Toronto. You have two basketball teams that you can support, one man and one women. It's great. Great for the game, great for fans to continue to the growth of the women's basketball game to see how that goes. Now, that would be it. That would be the only news and notes for this segment of the WBA. Because the rest of it is coming into the NBA. Beginning with, tell me how. Just tell me how the Atlanta Hawks got the number one overall pick in the lottery. They got the number one pick. Greg Nelson, they had a 3% chance of landing the number one overall pick, and they landed the number one overall pick. So great that that happened. Detroit had the highest chance of landing the number one pick, and they still couldn't land the number one pick. For the second year in a row, they are – picking number five. They will be picking five. So that's interesting news. Detroit just can't win. They can't win in basketball. They can't win in lotteries. Detroit just can't win. Like, why is this so much against Detroit? I don't know. But hey, congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks. They got the number one pick. See what they do with the number one pick. And my brother, Mr. Alizagazad, the Bear Man of Texas, is in the chat. Oh, screw Toronto. Montreal's way better. Take your personal feelings out of it. Because if you did, you'll notice in the WNBA, all the teams are playing where an NBA team is at. There's no NBA team in Montreal. So take your feelings out of it. Now, from the WNBA draft to draft news, Bronny James has been medically cleared to play in the WNBA. And then when that news came out, news said he is staying in the draft process and is not expected to return to college. So Bronny James is foregoing the other 3 years he has eligible for him for college. He's going to the NBA. They expect him to be in Chicago this week for the combine, which is one thing. Why is the combine doing the NBA playoffs? Why is that? Like, do all the other sports do that? I know football, they come as after the season is over. I don't know about baseball. Maybe Bear Man can tell me, when do baseball have their baseball combine, if they even have a baseball combine. But why is the basketball combine doing the NBA playoffs? That's what I want to know. Secondly, they say he'll be doing his pro days in L.A., and then he'll be having private meetings with teams where he get to see where he's going to be drafted at, what kind of money he's going to make, and all that stuff. But, yeah, it looked like Bronny James is going to take that step to the league and not go back to college. He's making it clear so he can do whatever he want to do. I felt he probably should go back for one more year, get the full experience of the college atmosphere, because it was unfortunately cut short because of the health issues that he had to deal with. I'm happy he's working his way past that and getting medically clear to play ball. That's what he loves to do. That's what he wants to do. So it's good on that aspect of it. But I want him to see. I want to see a full year of Bronny James in college. Or give me a full year and see what you can do. They already said his defensive prowess is NBA level. The way he plays defense is NBA level. It's the offensive stuff. It's the other stuff that you got to work on when it comes to Bronny James. From what NBA scouts have said from different news sources and stuff. But hey, his dad's in the NBA. His dad went out publicly and said he wants to play with his son. So he looks like that's going to be coming to fruition. We shall see what Bronny's going to get picked there. And plus the Lakers, I believe the Lakers have the 17th overall pick in the WNBA draft in the first round. So we shall see. Bearman, baseball has a combine. It's in June. Oh, so a combine is during the regular season. Interesting. Okay. But yeah, now from the draft news, let's get to some playoff stuff. Cavaliers' Donovan Mitchell with the calf injury is questionable for game four. If there's no Donovan Mitchell for game four, this is series finna be over quick, fast, and in a hurry. Which it should be over quick, fast, and a hurry. But I will show you why this series is going to be a little more interesting because the Boston Celtics is doing Boston Celtics things. But I'll talk about that when I talk about the playoffs. But yeah, if Donovan Mitchell can't go tonight, that's it. Thank you, Cavs. And then let's get to what was the main topic of the weekend, last weekend, and all that stuff. MVP award was handed out, I believe, Thursday, May 8th. Was that a Thursday? I believe it was a Thursday. And it went to Nikola Jokic. The Joker got his third MVP title in 4 years. And a lot of people weren't happy about that. One of the main people that weren't happy about it was Shaquille O'Neal. The big diesel, the big Aristotle, one of the most dominant big men I have ever seen play the game. He felt Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have won the MVP. Not only he said it when the announcement happened, he also said it when they interviewed Joker after he won it. He felt Shai should have won it. He felt Shai was the best player in the game. There's a lot of different takes to it. What does MVP mean? Well, the actual meaning of MVP is most valuable player. So, Shai Gilgeous for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who has taken a young, one of the youngest teams in the NBA and took them to the top of the Western Conference, the same conference that the reigning defending champions, who would now have a three-time MVP in Nikola Jokic, the Denver Nuggets, finished second. Well, you can say they had the same work in tiebreakers, all that stuff, but yeah. SGA had Oklahoma City with the number one seed. Okay. You can go on with the stats, but I'm going to show you the stats in a bit. Shaq felt like we should have won. Then once him and Charles got into it, he said, and renamed the title, should be called MVP. How do you define an MVP, though? What do? Do you take this player off the team and you see what that team does without him? If you take Shai Gilgeous off the Thunder, it might not be the Hawks with the number one pick. It might be OKC with the number one pick. If you take Jokic out of the Nuggets with Jamal Murray leading the way, could the Denver Nuggets still make a push to make the playoffs? Maybe a play-in? I'm just throwing questions out here. And don't even get me started if we take Luka Doncic off the Mavericks. That speaks for itself. But going in, we understood it was going to be between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Nikola Jokic. Now, those were up in arms. Those were down. I said on numerous occasions, you can go either way. I won't push back. You can go with Joker. You can go with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Didn't bother me. You can do whatever. Okay? Or however you feel, it's how you feel. So I wasn't going to push back, and I'm not going to push back. But I will push back is how the voting went. Look at this voting. Who all voted? That's my question. Who all voted for this award? Because the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can only get 15 first place vote bothers me. And when I say about it, don't take out of context of me saying Joker didn't earn MVP. I am good with Joker having a third MVP. I'm not pushing back on that. I am pushing back on the fact that how did he win in such a wide margin is my question. Is it a fact that most people know about Jokic and they don't really pay attention to the Oklahoma City Thunder team, so they didn't really understand what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Oklahoma City Thunder has done this season, being one of the youngest teams in the NBA? That's my question. Because to me, there's no way in hell it should be almost a 300-point difference between Jokic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It shouldn't even be a 100-point difference between them two. Because it was going to be between them two. What did Jokic do to be almost three times better as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? That's my only question. That is my question. That's my only, how can I put this? My only gripe with how this MVP thing went. Jokic winning by 75 point difference, by 75 difference. I'm good. 50 point difference. Cool. But almost 300. Son, y'all got to explain that to me. Because I ain't see that much of a gap between the two teams and what the two players mean to both of those teams. That should not be that wide of a margin on that one. That is my only pushback. Why do I say that? Because I got the stats for you. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander averaged 30 points a game, shooting 53.5 on the field, 35.3 from three-point range, giving you 5 rebounds a game, 6.2 assists a game, a rebound a game, and having 2 steals. And by the way, he had 30 points in 50 of the 82 games. 30 points in 50 of the 82 games. He scored 30 points in more half of the season. Let that sink in. And then you got Nikola Jokic, who is the MVP. And I have no problems with it. Giving you 26.4 points a game, shooting 58.3 from the field, 35.9 from three, giving you 12.4 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 block a game, 1.4 steals a game. You see how close these numbers are? You see how close these numbers are, right? So how is it that Nikola Jokic on a reigning defending championship team is that get that much of a gap in voting than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? That's my only pushback. Is how wide this margin of victory was for Nikola Jokic. I don't mind him winning. But somebody tell me, whoever voted, have y'all been paying attention to what OKC is and what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander means to that team? Are we talking most valuable player? That's my only pushback. Jokic win by 10 votes, no problem. 20 votes, no problem. 25 votes, no problem. Shouldn't be close to no 300. In my opinion, it shouldn't have been that wide of a margin. But hey, Nikola Jokic got it. He won it. Been all types of argument back and forth. We even got Shaq and Shannon Sharp going back and forth because Shannon Sharp said maybe Shaq is jealous because he got robbed. And quite frankly, a lot of people was in that camp that Steve Nash winning it over Shaq was ridiculous. But I think this is when people didn't understand that it's a regular season award and it's than what it is. Now we understand it's a regular season award. And these numbers I'm giving you, these numbers that I'm showing you, this is the regular season. This is, I'm not adding, this is not the playoff. This is strictly the regular season. This is what both these guys did. Those numbers are close. That's all I want to know, is how did the voting go that way at such a wide margin? I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Because I can hear Stephen A. Smith didn't think it was going to be that wide of a margin. Charles Barkley didn't think it was going to be that wide of a margin. Kenny Smith didn't think it was going to be that wide of a margin. We already know how Shaq felt because that's he was the one main ones talking about. I ain't hear Shannon Sharpe's tape, but I'm pretty sure he was shocked by how wide the margin was. We probably can talk to J.J. Redick. We can probably talk to some guys in the league. We can talk probably like anybody. Most people probably ain't gonna probably be more people probably mad about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander not winning it. But I think majority of the people are mad about how the voting went. Because that wide of a margin should not be happening. Show you again. This wide of a margin should not have been the case. There's no way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander only get 15 first place votes. Only 15? Really? That's crazy. But it is what it is. Congratulations to the Joker. You deserved it. You earned it. I have no pushbacks on you winning it. I just don't like the wide of a margin that the people voted you to win. That's all I'm saying. So, that's around the hardwood. We're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, and we're going to preview one of the most anticipated seasons ever in women's sports, the WNBA. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sport. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know.
But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. And now we got the news and notes out the way. We have a season to preview, ladies and gentlemen. That is right. The WNBA season tips off tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been looking forward to this. This is one of the most anticipated seasons of all. Caitlin Clark comes in, takes basketball world by storm. You got Angel Reese. You got Carmelo Cardoza, by the way, who's out for about a month and a half to 2 months with a shoulder injury. But I'll get to that in a minute. All these stars, you got the Aces coming back as a whole, all of it. So let's go ahead and get into it, shall we? Now, the known commodities, okay? The known commodities are the three teams that you see on there. Beginning with the back-to-back WNBA champion, the Las Vegas Aces. They did lose Candace Parker to retirement. It is what it is. But doesn't change anything. Angel Reese is still there. Not Angel Reese, but Adrian Wilson is still there. Sorry. Kelsey Plum, still there. Chelsea Gray, still there. Jackie Young got a contract extension along with Chelsea Gray. Both of those got contract extensions. You know, they still got the core that won the first title before Candace Parker got there to help them get to the second one. So they still got that. They trying to go for a three-peat. And damn it, they probably can do it too. Becky Hammon's still a head coach, and they still doing things. And you know, we did all this talk about the WNBA job. We know what Kayden Clark's going to be at Indiana Fever. Where Cameron Britt's going to go at? Where is Wakita Jackson going to go at? What about Andrew Reese? What about Carmelo Cardoza? And yet and all, through all of that, the damn champion's the one that won the draft, in my opinion. In my opinion, if you heard me do the WNBA draft recap, you heard me say that the champs ain't playing fair because look at this draft. Daija Frey from Syracuse, one of the top leading scorers in college basketball. She going to the Aces. Kate Martin, one of the most underrated players on Iowa's team. She's going there. Elizabeth Kitley, who's coming off a torn ACL, who's going to probably miss the whole entire season. And when she comes back, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with because she got to sit under Becky Hammon, Asia Wilson, and learn for a whole year. And then you got Angel Jackson from Jackson State University. The champs. Back-to-back champions, and they just like, yeah, y'all can have Caitlin Clark. Y'all can have Angel Reese. Y'all can have Cameron Brake, Rikita Jackson. Y'all can have Camilla Cardinals. Y'all can have all of them. This is what we're going to do. Pluck one of the top scorers ever in women's basketball and Mrs. Frey. Oh, pluck one of the most underrated defenders and hustle players in the game in Kate Martin. Oh, a stud inside girl who can play the inside perfectly and will be a nice 1-2 punch with Aja Wilson when she comes back healthy and Elizabeth Kentley. Dude, it's not fair. The champs ain't playing fair. I said it when I recapped the draft, and I'm saying it again here. They ain't playing fair. While Cole Jones was sitting here laughing at me, enjoying it, and having a ball. But, yeah. No commodity, the champs, and they just retooled. And they still try to dominate. That's one. That's a team that won the chip. The team that they beat to win that second chip, my New York Liberty. Hey. We back. Courtney Vandersloop still there. Jacare Jones signed a one-year deal. Breonna Stewart signed a one-year deal. Belanja Blaney is back. And you know Sabrina Nescu, she is the face of the franchise. So we coming back. But damn it, that goddamn Vegas making it harder. But we coming back. We're going to be more deadly. We're going to be more dangerous because we got a year on our belt. And Breonna Stewart, she's not known for losing a lot. So guess what? She's going to make sure she's going to give that group even a more of a better chance to go out and win the one thing that New York Liberty has never freaking won. And if I had wise on here, I need to ask him when the last time any team from New York has won a championship because I forgot. I want to say Yankees, was it 08, 06, somewhere in the early 2000s, the Yankees won the title. I can't remember the last. I think that was the last. Nope, the Giants took out the Patriots. Not bad. Outside of that, it hasn't been a lot of championships won in New York. And the Liberties don't, I think, the only team that hasn't won a championship in New York professionally. I'm looking for my Liberty to come back stronger, bigger, and faster. Can we get over that Las Vegas Aces hump and beat them for a title? In order for us to do that, however, there's one team I can't leave out. And it'll be disrespectful and untrue of me to be a basketball analyst and know the game of basketball the way that I do if I don't bring this team in. And that's the Connecticut Sun. Breonna Jones is coming off her torn Achilles. Dawana Bomber, she's still there. Alicia Thomas is still there. I would not look past Connecticut Suns one bit. You might not have heard a lot about what's going on with the Connecticut Suns because they ain't do much. They don't need to do much. Them three. And obviously, Alicia Dawana Bomber is not in the picture. But Alicia Thomas, 25. Breonna Jones, number 42, and Dawana Bonner, who's number 24. Oh, Lord, them three by their damn self can beat anybody. So I would not look over the Connecticut Sun. If you do, you asking for trouble. Just telling you, I would not look past them. Those three are the known commodities, okay? That's why I do what I do. Now, we got the new teams on the block. And rookie stars, which I skipped that stuff, but let me show you two. New teams and the rookies on the block. Here you go. First thing that you already saw is the Chicago Sky. Now, we already just said earlier, they want to have Carmelo Cardozo for the first month and a half, the 2 months with a shoulder injury, if I remember correctly. But when she does come back, we talking the Twin Towers in Chicago with her and Angel Reese, okay? Now, they do have Diamond and Shield, which is a great pickup, by the way. Great pickup for them. But it's going to be a young team under Coach Therese Witherspoon. I want to see how they work it out. I'm just going to see what they do. I want to see how they look. Preseason, they looked good, but it's preseason, though. By the way, in one of the preseason games, Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky bust my New York Nibbies ass in Chicago, by the way. That's after Angel Reese took her ass to Chicago to go to a galley and then came back into bust New York's ass. So she went to New York to slay, and then she came back and slayed the New York Liberty. That's just preseason. But that's preseason. But hey, that's Angel Reese. Man. Angel Reese is a bad girl. When Carmella Cardoza come back, I really want to see what that 1-2 punch look like. But hey, new team on the rise. Want to see what they look like. All right. From Chicago, let's head to L.A. because talking about some shine coming back to L.A. Cameron Brick, I believe, was number two. And I think, what, 3-4 picks later? Rikita Jackson from Tennessee? Ooh, boy. Look here. Talking about building your franchise with two cornerstones. They don't get no better than them two that you see on your screen right there. Rikita Jackson and Cameron Brick don't get no better than that right there. They did lose Nneka Ogumike. Okay, she has went to Seattle. And speaking of Seattle, not only did they get her, they also brought in Skylar Diggins-Smith too. So Seattle is trying to make a comeback as well. That's to know that is going to be nasty. But I forgot to mention with the Chicago Skyfront, they did get rid of Kelly Cooper. She's out in Phoenix. Team up with Diana Taurasi, who's going in for one more year, along with Brittany Griner. So the Phoenix Mercury looking to make some noise, too. And we're talking about champions over on Phoenix side. They haven't looked like champions in some years because everything that was surrounding around Brittany Griner for obvious reasons. But let's not forget, the Phoenix Mercury are champions. They're trying to get back to that level. LA Sparks, it's a championship franchise. They're trying to get back there, but they're trying to do it the right way. They got two cornerstones with Kitty Jackson and Cameron Brick. What else they put around them, we shall see when the season starts and we get a look at them. Okay? That's what I'm looking forward to. And then before I get to the last one, let me get to the last one because this is one everybody's looking forward to. Indiana Fever. Aaliyah Boston, last year's Rookie of the Year, obvious Rookie of the Year. Going to get teaming up with who is most likely going to be this year's Rookie of the Year and the number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark. Let's see, Indiana did better last year than they did the year before. So this going in an uprising. And then you had the number one pick again. And then you get one of the most noticeable women in the game today. And Caitlin Clark. And everything she has done for women's basketball. Not only college, but now in the WNBA. But I haven't taken a full game. Not even taking a game yet. Indiana's looking for, a lot of people looking forward to Indiana to be something this year. 36 of their 40 games will be televised. Some way, some form, somehow. If not, all 40 of them would be probably streamed somewhere, somehow. Because it's Caitlin Clark, and people want to see Caitlin Clark. But, man, didn't you see what's going on here? I mean, just look at it. Indiana, Aaliyah Boston, teaming with Caitlin Clark. L.A., Rikita Jackson, Cameron Brick. Chicago, when Carmella Cardoza come back, teaming with Angel Reese. We already talked about what Kennedy Sun got. We already talked about what New York Liberty is bringing back. And, of course, the defending champs, they just retooled. They ain't rebuilding. They retooled. Okay? I already talked to what Seattle has done. Tina Charles is back. She's with the Atlanta Dream. Natasha Cloud left Washington and went to Phoenix to team with Kylie Cooper, Diana Taurasi, and Brittany Griner. Oh, WNBA from the beyond. WNBA can be on one. Because if you're not listening to me now and you ain't listening to anybody else, I'm telling you, the WNBA can be on one, okay? And I did tell you, it starts tomorrow, all right? Four games tomorrow. My New York Liberty is in Washington to take on the Mystics. That is 7 p.m. 30 minutes after that is the debut of Caitlin Clark's WNBA season. And she is in Connecticut to take on the Sun. So big test out the gate for Caitlin Clark. You're going against a team that a lot of people do not need to overlook. Do not. Everybody's focused on New York, rightfully so. Las Vegas, rightfully so. Do not count out that Connecticut Sun. Do not count them out. Please don't. And then, speaking of the champs, the Vegas Aces, they are hosting the Phoenix Mercury. It's a good test. Now that Brittany Griner got a gear under her belt after what she has been through. And now you got a new squad with Natasha Cloud there, Kylie Cooper there. You still got DT there going against the back-to-back defending champions out in Vegas. That's going to be juicy to watch 10 p.m. on ESPN2. Matter of fact, Indiana, Connecticut is the beginning of the doubleheader on ESPN2, followed by Phoenix and Las Vegas. And then they close it out around the same time at 10 p.m., the Minnesota Lynx. They are in Seattle to take on the new-look Seattle Storm. That's going to be fun. That's tomorrow. Let's go to Wednesday and Thursday. The Atlanta Dream are in L.A. So my man Coop McCain, his team is in L.A. to take on the Spurs, the new look Spurs. I'm looking forward to that. That's a matchup that, if we can find a way to watch that game, because that is two young teams with the Dream being a little more experienced now with the type of roster that they got against, you know, that team in L.A. I can't wait to see what Kidd Jackson take that for. With Kidd Jackson versus Ryan Howard, boy. Tina Charles finna go ahead and try to school Cameron Brink, the rookie. Oh man, that's finna be lovely. That's gonna be lovely to watch. And speaking of lovely to watch, Angel Reese makes her WNBA debut on Wednesday as she takes the Chicago Sky down to Dallas to take on Miss Ogunmowale, Arika Ogunmowale in the Dallas Wings. That should be fun to watch. Okay, that's going to be fun to watch. And then Thursday, the home debut for Caitlin Clark is against my New York Liberty. So after you get a taste of what Connecticut is about, and you're going to get a taste of what Connecticut is about, because that's a team, I'm trying to tell you. They are the three teams. It's Vegas, New York, and Connecticut. Them the three teams that everybody's got to chase. And if you don't believe Connecticut's the third team, you let me know who is the third team after Las Vegas and New York. It is Connecticut for me. But after you deal with that, you're going to get the number two team. And that's New York Liberty. So as you get pushed around and get a taste of what the WNBA is about, then you go against a team who was just in the WNBA finals just months ago. So have fun, Caitlin Clark. I want to say what you do, because you can shoot it, you can dish it, you is the Steph Curry of women's game. And that is a fact. So I can't wait to see it on this level. But hey, that's what I'm looking forward to. The WNBA season is here. Just over 24 hours away. You get to see Caitlin Clark take the floor. Angel Reese take the floor. And then not forget, the champion trying to make it a three-peat. The New York Liberty trying to catch it out. Elusive WNBA title. So it's a lot to look forward to in the WNBA, and I can't wait. So, with that being said, we're going to take our second break here. And then when we come back, we got to talk conference semifinals in the NBA because it's been a crazy one.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time. Because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid. Okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of four turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history, the slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers, right side, right side.
Commanders.
Where my soldiers, left side, left side.
Sports fans are gearing up. Would it be for the madness of March? Would it be for the Super Bowl? Or even a little thing called WrestleMania? You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official license, everything.
This little right here. Look at the inside of these cakes. Now, when you bite into it, just as I demonstrated while you were talking, the beginning of your discussion right there, I could taste the drugs inside of this cake, Sick. I could taste the addiction within the cream filling of this cake right here, to where they not only just with that cake right there, but they made an ice cream out of it. They made an ice cream out of it. A 1 pint Christmas tree cake ice cream. Look at that little just smile up there. Look, she is up to no good on there. Look at that. Look at that smile on there, Sick. She knows that she got you. Got him is what's in her mind right now.
Acknowledge me.
Look at that little smile right there. She's up to no good.
D. Willie in the evening. Thursdays at 11:15 p.m. Eastern, 10:15 p.m. Central. Exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life-holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, welcome back to Shining Lights Out, ladies and gentlemen, and all the commercials that you see. One, shout out to Mr. Cole Johnson. Y'all know who that is. I call him the EP of all VPs. Y'all seen him on his program. He does most of these commercials, and follow all these shows. Follow them all, because you get whatever you need. If you like news and stuff, you got the morning show with Cole Johnson. If you like just to talk about certain stuff, do you really need me? Talks about whatever you want to talk about. You got your sports between myself, the Bear Man of Texas, Cool McCain, who's been on this show as well. You get it all. So I'm connected to a lot of great brothers in the podcasting world, the sports media world. I am so blessed. Now that I got that in there, we got to talk playoffs. Conference, semifinal continue and all, and it's getting heated. It's getting heated in these streets. All right. See, state of empire, state of mind, and state of injuries, I say, because The Knicks are going through it right now. It's a bad time to go through it, but they're going through it right now. After being up 2-0, going in the Indianapolis, Indy fought back with help, by the way, with help. I mean, if we're going to keep it a buck, we're going to keep it a buck. They fought back with help, by the way. Game 3, 111-106. You know, hard contested game, whatnot. But no OG Anunoby for the New York Knicks to add to no Bogdanovich, to add no Julius Randle, to add no Mitchell Robinson. The injury bug to the Knicks is happening at the wrong time. So, as you see, Tyus Haliburton has finally made his debut into the playoffs. I'm being sarcastic here. Those who don't take that serious, I'm being sarcastic. He finally turned into Tyrese Haliburton that we know of. 35 points in game 3. He got 26 from Pascal Siakam, 21 from Miles Turner. On the other side, Bonzo gave you 26. DiVincenzo gave you 35, but it wasn't enough. That's the Indiana Pacers cut the lead from 2-0 to 2-1. Shooting percentage was pretty much in favor of the Indiana Pacers, but, you know, it is what it is. And we get to game 4. Dominating fashion. First quarter, 20-point lead after the first quarter. These dudes dropped 69 points in the first half by themselves. It was just over in game 4. Man, we can look at the box score, and, you know, yet again, no Giannis, and Jalen Brunson wasn't feeling it. 6 for 17 from the field, 5 for 3, 18 points. DiVincenzo, 3 for 13, 1 for 6 from the field, 7 points. Nobody on the Knicks was feeling it. Tyrese Haliburton gave you 20. You got 14 for Pascal, 13 for Miles Turner, but you're blowing them out. They beat these dudes by 32 points. What was there to do? Rick Carlisle got to save his team. Say, so y'all take a rest. We got to go back to New York for Madison Square Garden. Just blew them out. Maybe have a 2-2 series. Going back to Madison Square Garden. Look at the shooting percentage. 33.7% from New York. 18.9% from three-point range. It's just, oh, my God. That's just terrible shooting. And the Pacers shooting 56.8% from the field, 45% from three. Just a blowout. But only thing the Pacers did, this is what the New York Knicks did in games 1 and 2. They defended on court. Now it's the best 2 out of 3. Either the Knicks can win both games in Madison Square Garden, or the Pacers will finally take a world win, or maybe the Knicks can take a world win and end it. The best 2 out of 3, man. Who wants it more? And right now, the Knicks are down 4 bodies. And there's only 12 players on the roster. That means only got 8 left. So, Coach Tibbs, what you going to do for game 5? Because you're only down to 4 bodies right now. But you got to tomorrow to figure that out. They ain't the only team. They ain't the only teams that went 2-2 through 4 games. Home cooking, not so sweet because world teams are dominating in this one. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know I'm talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. The reigning defending NBA world champions. They got slapped in the mouth twice at home. Y'all would say when I covered it the last time I was on the show. What was going to happen when they go to Minnesota? Hey, the champs responded. The champs responded. Jamal Murray did not get suspended for game 3. I do believe that helped. He got fined 100K, though, but he didn't get suspended. 117-90 in game 3. Nuggets controlled the game from start to finish. Won every quarter except for the fourth when it was tied. So that basically is a win in my category. They just dominated. You can look at the box score. 24 to Jamal Murray, 24 from Jokic, 21 for Porter. If through 3 in the 20s, you hang it up. If Porter Jr., Jokic, and Murray are in the 20s, hang it up. You're not beating Denver. I don't know how many times I got to say it. If them 3 are on point, you're not beating Denver. It just not happening. Look at the efficiency. 6 for 10 for Michael Porter. 10 for 18 for the reigning MVP. 11 for 21 for Jamal Murray. You're not beating these boys. He does not. Anthony Harris, 19 points. 8 for 15 from the field. He shot over 50% from the field. He didn't shoot well from 3, but I'm going to give you 19 points. Mike Conley, 10. Karl-Anthony Towns, 14. Woody Gobert came back after his birth of his baby. 26 points. And I got a great credit. Anthony Edwards took it on the chain. Said, hey, that's on me. I didn't come up with the energy I was supposed to come out with. And then the team didn't come up with the energy they was supposed to come out with. I'm the face of the franchise. I'm the leader. I ain't doing my part. And when I don't do my part, my team doesn't do their part. That's on me. Hey. But hey, the chance punched back is what I need. I need the chance to punch back. The chance to punch back. They ain't only punched back in game 3. They punched back in game 4 too as well. As you can see, the box score from game 3. Well, we ain't going to worry about it. Let's go to game 4. 115 to 107. Denver. Man. Minnesota's going to regret that one. If Minnesota loses this series, they're going to regret game 4. Why are they going to regret game 4? Anthony Edwards went for 44 points. He got 13 from Carl Anthony Towns and 12 boards. We need more from you. 11 and 14 from Rudy Gobert. That's about what he does. He got 11 for Jaden McDaniels. 15 from Mike Conley. But if you look on the Denver side, hey, you shut down Michael Porter Jr. You only took 4 shots, made 2 of them. You only gave you 4 points. Jamal Murray only had 19. Jokic, he the MVP, 35-7-7. And then you look at the top, you see Aaron Gordon, 11 for 12, 2 for 2 from 3, 27 points with 7 boards and 6 assists. Aaron Gordon had his game. Oh, boy. Y'all don't mess around and let Aaron Gordon finally have a game. Michael Porter Jr. was in game 3. He had 20, so he know he can make shots. Jokic is coming off an MVP season. He's trying to get back to the NBA Finals. And Jamal Murray, he's on and off at times. And don't forget about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He can go for a game, too. Now it's the best 2 out of 3, and with 2 games being in Denver, can I see Minnesota going back in Denver winning another game? I don't know, because Denver found their mojo now. Denver has been woken up. Probably not only by getting their ass smacked at home twice by the Minnesota Timberwolves, but by a certain TV personalities, one of them that I follow religiously, and talking about the champs going to get swept. And Mike Malone used that to his advantage, which I have no problem with. But yep, 2-2. Best 2 out of 3 in the West. We're involving the reigning champions and the up and coming Minnesota Timberwolves. Just like it is with the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. Those are the 2 series that went 4 games. We have 2 more series that will be going to their 4th game tonight. 2-1 statement lead by the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. Let's talk about it, shall we? So, yet again, Boston being Boston, in game 2, they let Cleveland smack them around for whatever effing reason. And then they responded in game 3. Let's go to game 2. Game 2. I mean, you was tied up at halftime. 54 apiece at halftime. And then in the second half, you just let Cleveland run you out your own building. You just let Cleveland run you out your own building in the second half. What the hell, Boston? That's what I would have been like if I would have recapped this immediately after this game. I'd have been like, see, this is the problem with the Boston Celtics, and this is why people don't believe, despite whatever Vegas and ESPN bet says, who's the favorite to win the championship. That's why people don't believe in them to win the championship, because they have nights like this too much. When they just want to play around and they get their ass blown out. The hell? That was game 2. That was in TD Garden. Yet again, just like in the Miami series. You smacked Miami in game 1. Miami smacked you back in game 2. You smacked Cleveland in game 1. And then Cleveland smacked you back in game 2. So now you got to go on the road. You got to win the game because they took home court from you. And what do? Game 3, you come out, you bust them in their mouth. And you take back control of the series. Just like that. Just like that. You take back control of the series. Jason Tatum finally showed up. 33 points, 13 boards, 6 assists. Jaylen Brown, 28 points, 9 boards. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell has been a model consistent. He's been scoring in the 20s and 30s since the playoffs started. Is Matt Strus, 6 points here. Darius Garland, 15 points there. Still don't got Jared Allen. Who knows how long he's going to be able to come back. But, yeah, Boston comes in, goes to Cleveland, smacks them in the mouth, take control back of the series. What's he going to do tonight in the game four? I'll get to that later. But here's the shooting percentages, all the stuff that you want to see. There you go. That's the Boston Celtics. Let's get to the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The surprise of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one team in the Western Conference Final, in the Western Conference, taking on the fifth seed, Dallas Mavericks. Dallas took game two up in OKC. They came home, and they defended home court in a very tight game. Very tight game, but let's go to game two. AGA came out in game one, busting boys in their mouth. And then game two, Luke was like, okay, I see what I'm dealing with here. Then we responded kind. 29 points, 10 boards, 7 assists by Luka Doncic. Kyrie did not have a good game, only had 9 points. But P.J. Washington, 29 points, 11 boards. Gave them boys a 9-point win over Oklahoma City Thunder. With Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropping 33 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. Jalen Williams giving you 20. Chad Holmgren giving you 11. But hey, Dallas got the split they was looking for. Can they go home and can they keep it? Yes, they can. 105-101. What a contest this was. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving with the 22 pieces. PJ Washington, another 27 point piece. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this man is still dropping 30 points in playoff games. 10 boards, 6 assists. The help ain't helping. Luke Dort, 8 points. Josh Giddey, 9 points. Jalen Williams, he went down to 16 points. Chad Holmgren gave you 13, 18. I mean, Shai needs help. Shai has to deal with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. It's just one of him. It's two of them. And now you got PJ Washington busting your ass. Back-to-back games with 27 points. That man has scored 54 points in the two games. And he's busting OKC's ass. Mainly, Chad Holmgren, what you going to do, buddy? PJ Washington is whooping your ass right now. Welcome to the NBA, Chad Holmgren. You better figure something out because SGA needs some damn help. He already mad he hasn't won a freaking MVP. And he's still out here busting people with 30 points. He's still dropping 30 points. He has no freaking help right now. Luka Doncic on two bad knees is still putting in work. 22-15-5. And then Kyrie Irving finally decided to join the series. They dropped 22. But hey, what you gonna do, man? What you gonna do? Shooting percentages here, see, very close game. That's why Dallas only won by 4. But man, I can't wait for tonight. Speaking of which, let's go to tonight, shall we? Because we got two games tonight, and I'm pretty sure y'all know what two games we have tonight. We got the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers in game 4, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Dallas Mavericks in game 4. And after that, both games are on TNT. Beginning with the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, let's be for real. You already know. If Boston wants to, Boston can get rid of this series quick, fast, and in a hurry. With or without Donovan Mitchell, who is questionable for tonight, if you didn't join me at the beginning of the show when I did my Around the Hardwood segment. They can go ahead and get them up out of here and be done with it and get this done over. Get this done, go back home 3-1 and finish them off in game 5 if they really want to. But like I said, Boston has a habit of having games that they just don't care. And then they get blown out. Matter of fact, all 8 games, because they beat Miami in 5. So in 3, it says 8. All 8 games with the Boston Celtics, it's been double-digit victories or defeats. The 2 losses that they have, they got their ass whooped in TD Garden games too. The rest of the games, they whooped everybody's ass by double digits. So I probably can expect another double-digit victory here for the Boston Celtics. But the hobble, Donovan Mitchell, okay. Just making sure. Even though it says 8.5-point favorite on ESPN, bet 9.5 in Vegas. Boston's about to, if Boston to come out and play Boston basketball, they're going to beat these Bulls down with the hobble, Donovan Mitchell. And game 5 is going to be night-night for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I could be wrong because it is Boston. Next up, Dallas Mavericks hosting OKC in game four. Dallas looking to take a 3-1 lead, and OKC trying to get back to OKC with a 2-2 split. 2.5-point favorite is ESPN Bet. 1.5-point favorite is Vegas. They'll show you how close this is, but it's saying by Dallas being home, they get the edge. Kyrie Irving has showed up, finally. Luka is doing what he can on two bad knees. And PJ Watson, like I just said, has dropped a combined 54 points in the last two games. Can somebody hate Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, please? Shai Gilgeous right now is looking like Kevin Hart. Help me. Help me. He's dropping 30 in playoff games. Chad Hunger, where you at? Jalen Williams, where you at? Luke Dort, where you at? Josh Giddey, where you at? I would go any further, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be petty today. Where y'all at? Help the guy out. Help your leader out. He going to do so much. If he's around here dropping 30, giving you double-digit boards and almost double-digit assists, almost averaging a triple-double, why y'all can't win these games? Can y'all do something to help the man out, please? The man trying to get back home with a 2-2 split. He ain't trying to go home with a 3-1 deficit. But hey, when you got Luka and Kyrie on the other side, things get a little dicey because we know what Luka can do. We call him Luka Magic for a reason. And let's face it, Kyrie Irving is a magician with the basketball. Kyrie Irving is a magician with the basketball who can score at any freaking angle. So then when you have a P.J. Watson come out of nowhere, who was in the fiery dumps of basketball hell in Charlotte, hate to say it like that, but we've been keeping the buck. Charlotte, you've been in basketball hell for like the longest. Okay? And it's not getting any better. So, if OKC want to go home 2-2, somebody better help Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out tonight, or else y'all might get ousted out in five. If Shai can't get no help, help the man. Please. But that's tonight. We are looking forward, though, right? Let's go to tomorrow. Two games on the docket. The beginning of game five of the conference semifinals. Indiana Pacers. New York Knicks tied 2-2 at Madison Square Garden. Who wants to take the critical 3-2 lead going into Indianapolis? And then on the same side with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. 2-2 going back to the Mile High City. Who wants to take the critical 3-2 lead going back to the Twin Cities of Minnesota? So, let's talk about it. The injuries to the New York Knicks is killing them. We don't know if OG Anunoby is going to play in game five. We already know Mitchell Robinson ain't coming back. We already know Julius Randle ain't coming back. We already know Bogdan Bogdanović ain't coming back. Jalen Brunson is playing a lot of minutes. Josh Hart is playing a lot of minutes. You only got 8 guys on the roster left, Coach Tibbs. Are you going to run your boys to the ground and have Indiana back in the conference finals because you ran out of bodies and you don't know how to preserve the guys that you do got? Or did Coach Tibbs find a way to bring that tenacity, that grit, that toughness, that I'm on your ass type of defense out of the New York Knicks? And then on the Indiana side, hey, Tyrese Haliburton has finally made his way into the NBA playoffs. He's going in the 30s and 20s now. That's the Haliburton we've been waiting on. He still got Spicy T, who has been in playoff moments and knows how to play playoff basketball. Okay. You got Miles Turner, who's a hell of a big man. He ain't up there with Jokic and Joel Embiid and stuff, but he's a hell of a big man for the center part, for the center spot for the Indiana Pacers. Can you go into Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, and take one? Because you got to take one. You have to take game five or game seven. You might want to prefer game five because you can go home and close it out. But if you don't take game five tomorrow, you put yourself in that dicey situation to win two games, to win both games, 6 and 7. That's the first one on TNT. The nightcap on TNT will be the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. Can somebody defend home court, please? Can somebody defend home court, please? All four games the road team has won. Minnesota won the first two games. Denver came back and won the next two games. Who wants to take the 3-2 lead? Do Minnesota want to go home and close them out in Minnesota? Or do Denver want to put the pressure on Minnesota by winning game 5 and defending home court for the first time in this series and make Minnesota have to defend their home court to not get eliminated? Game 5s, when it's tied 2-2, are so very interesting because it's like I can go home and finish y'all off, or I can go on a road, try to finish y'all off, but if I don't, I can come back home for a game 7. Hey. That's tomorrow. And then just in case I don't do a show Wednesday, which probably not, probably going to wait to Friday to do it. Here's what we got for Wednesday and then Thursday. Celtics, Cavs in game 5. We'll see if that series 3-1 or 2-2. Same thing with the Dallas Mavericks and Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll see if Dallas is up 3-1 or it's 2-2 going back to OKC. And then Thursday, game 6 in Minnesota. Is it Denver? Or is it Minnesota looking for a chance to advance to the Western Finals? All right. Now, before I get out of here, we have the schedule. We have the schedule, ladies and gentlemen. We have the NBA Finals schedule. The NBA Finals will begin on Thursday, June 6th. Game 2 will be Sunday, June 9th. Game 3, Wednesday, June 12th. Game 4 would be Friday, June 14th, and then if we need games 5, 6, and 7, you see it there. We have the schedule of the NBA Finals. We have it. So we know when the NBA Finals are going to start. June 6th, mark it on your calendar. Matter of fact, you need to take a picture of it, take a picture of this. We have the schedule. We just don't know the participants. But we know the schedule. It's all laid out, all 7 games. So it's nice to have that and our bag, so we know what date we were looking at. So there you go. And with that being said, thank y'all for tuning into today's episode. Thank y'all for chiming in. Thank you for watching and getting the basketball information that I can give you. Programming note, we have the NFL schedule release this Wednesday. So look for a Remy Talk episode coming this week. I don't know when. And then if I don't do Shooting Lights Out on Wednesday, it will be Friday. You will get a show Friday for sure. I can guarantee you get a show Friday. I don't know if I'm doing one Wednesday. That's why I went ahead and go ahead the Wednesday schedule in there just in case. So outside of that, y'all enjoy the day after Mother's Day when it's Monday. Y'all have fun. Enjoy watching some basketball tonight. And then tomorrow the WNBA gets popping. Should be fun. Deuces.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor. Girl, that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.